Well, let's see. Our next program is, I don't know quite how to introduce it. It's not really a Jack Benny program. It's, you might call it a tribute to the Jack Benny program. It runs about an hour, and it's like a Jack Benny program with non-professional actors, although it does feature in the cast Joan Benny, who is Jack Benny's daughter, and other people who are very good actors. They're not professionals, but they do a good job. I think it's written in the style of Jack Benny show. At least I think it's written in the style of Jack Benny show. And
mind if I come in?
Oh, Chuck, yeah, come in. You're certainly welcome here. I'm glad you're here for a special reason, too. But first of all, I want to introduce you to the audience. People have been listening for many of them for decades, and they know who you are. But some people who may have joined our Those Are the Days group in the last 10 years are not familiar with you. Well, Chuck, you started Those Were the Days back in 1970, nearly 50 years ago.
That's right.
You started the program on the air, and you started Nostalgia Digest magazine.
That's right.
You stayed with Those Were the Days as host and producer for 39 years until 2009.
That's right.
To turn the program over to Steve Darnall, who, of course, is off today. But he'll be back next week.
How come he's got a day off and I'm working here?
I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. I'm glad you're here at this particular time because we're about to do a certain program, and I don't remember too much about it, but you would. I thought we could talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you instituted as host of and producer of Those Were the Days is a thing called Jack Benny Month. Now, you're a fan of Jack Benny.
Absolutely.
And most of our listeners, except maybe one or two, are fans of Jack Benny. And he was born in February, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so every February, you devote most of the month, except if there's a leap year at February 29th, to Jack Benny programs, Jack Benny emceeing Armed Forces radio broadcasts, maybe he's a guest with Fred Allen, Star of Suspense. A lot of Jack Benny in February. Now, we've been doing that since, 1979?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, right. And 1994 was a special because Jack Benny was born in 1894, mm-hmm. and this was his 100th birthday, his centennial. It would have been his 100th birthday, his centennial. So you wanted to do something special for Jack Benny Month that year, and I'd like you to expand on that.
Well, we thought we should acknowledge the fact that Jack would really be 100 years old, but nobody was willing to believe that Jack would even acknowledge that he was 100 years old because he spent so many years of his life saying he was 39.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a little bit of math and decided that this could be the 61st anniversary of Jack's 39th birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that sounded kind of quirky, but it sounded like something we could build a show on.
Yeah.
And during the month of February back in 94,
yeah.
we were playing a lot of Jack Benny material.
Yeah.
But we thought we should try to do something real special for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will remember this, Ken. Early in the year, maybe even late in the year before, I said to you, do you think that we could, that you, Ken, might be able to write a script based on the Jack Benny program and we could use it for a special event that we might have, an event more than just playing something on the radio during Benny Month, but maybe having an event.
Yeah.
And in typical Ken Alexander fashion, you said, well, I don't know whether I could do this or not. And I said, well, why don't you see? Why don't you try? And you said, well, what would I do? And I said, well, you don't have to think of a whole Jack Benny program, but you might want to think of a bunch of little sketches based upon
mm-hmm.
the various routines that Jack did with his cast members over the years. And you said, well, but it'd have to be put together some way. And I said, Ken, I think you can do it.
Well,
and you were reluctant, just as you're now hearing about this again for the first time.
But, you know, I remember something about it which you may have forgotten. You sent me a script of Jack Benny program, and you wanted to get Joan Benny, Jack Benny's daughter here, you know?
Well, that kind of came at the same time with all of this sort of thing, right. Yeah.
Well, you sent me a script, mm-hmm. and you wanted me to expand the part for Mary Livingston because she would be played by Joan Benny.
Uh-huh.
You want to give, she's coming all the way to Chicago, you want to give her a bigger part. So I read the script, and I think there's a radio critic back in the radio days called John Crosby, uh-huh. and he had... He listened to all sorts of radio programs. He had heard dozens of Jack Benny programs, but he heard one which was about the funniest program he'd ever heard. And he asked the producers if they could send him a script, and they did. And he read it, and he didn't find it to be funny. But on the air, it was the funniest thing he'd heard. Well, that happened to me. I read the script, and I thought, well, I don't think it's very funny, Chuck. If I had heard it done by a group of actors with sound effects, music, and pauses, a pause can be funny, too, yeah? But you don't see that on the sheet of paper. And I said, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be funny. Maybe I could just start from scratch and write something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that the way...
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that you said you didn't know where you would begin, but you said you'd see if you could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think a week went by.
Yeah.
And you had a whole script.
Yeah. I don't know if you told me how long it should be. Jack Benny's show was always 30 minutes. This turned out to be over an hour. It was 61 minutes long, but you found room to put it on the show later.
Well, what we did was we wanted to have this event,
yeah.
and we did have an event at the Chicago Cultural Center in the Bradley Hall.
Preston Bradley Hall, yeah.
And we did invite Joan Benny to come in, and
yeah.
she was. And you wrote, the script you wrote had... virtually all the characters from the Benny program over the years.
Phil and Dennis and Rochester.
Yeah, Phil and Dennis and Rochester,
Don
but
Wilson.
We had Professor LeBlanc, and we had the train announcer, and we had the tout, and Mr. Kitzel, and telephone operators, and the whole business.
Oh, yeah.
And you wrote special dialogue for them, all based on the fact, and the premise was that this was going to be a surprise birthday party for Jack.
Oh. See, I've heard this program once.
Mm-hmm.
The day it was done, back in 1994. I've never heard it since.
Well, so it was good.
Well, you like
it? It was good.
Oh, one thing I would like to
mention. You're
going
to hear it again now.
One thing
soon.
I'd like to mention, the day that we did this program, well, before I was working at WNIB Classical 97, I got a phone call one day in February that year. Some young lady, she wanted to know if she'd be able to get a Joan Benny's autograph on a book she'd just written called Sunday Nights at 7, telling mm-hmm. about her memories mm-hmm. of Jack Benny's show. And I said, I think so. So I met her. She was with one of her girlfriends in first row there in Preston Bradley Hall. And she asked me if I could get an autograph on the book. That young girl turned out to be a girl who became one of my best friends in the world, Connie Shaughnessy, who worked with us
uh-huh.
on the program for such a long time, good friend of yours. And
certainly. So you got the autograph for Connie then?
Oh, yeah.
From
for her friend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the nice things about all of this, Ken, was that you had a complete script, and we used our Those Were the Days radio players who auditioned for various roles in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a contest to find someone to portray Jack Benny.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of people doing Jack Benny.
Yeah.
And we finally emerged a winner,
mm-hmm.
and we had runners up, and we did actually a whole afternoon at the Cultural Center, and we recorded everything.
Mm-hmm.
This was the day before Jack's actual birthday. This was the 13th of February, 1994.
Yeah.
So, and we had a jam-packed house. It was a full house.
Yeah.
And the big surprise was that Joan Benny called me about a week or 10 days before, and she said, my son, who is a student at MIT, is going to be coming into town that weekend.
Oh.
And I'm gonna bring him with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, certainly, we'd be glad to have him. Would he be willing to appear as a character in the sketch, in the Jack Benny reenactment we're going to do?
Oh.
And she said, well, I suppose he would. I don't know. He's never done much of that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So then I came to you and said, Ken, we have to have a scene with another actor,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we can count on him being one of the regular characters that are depicted in the original script that
they're
you had.
They were all taken, yeah.
And you said, well, maybe I can write up a new character for him. And do you remember what you did?
He was the guy who was selling the cinnamon rolls, right?
The Cimarron rolls.
Cimarron rolls
from
the bakery.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you wrote a scene for Bobby Blumoff. That's the name of Joan's son.
Yeah.
And we inserted that in there.
Yeah.
And people who are listening now may remember a little earlier this month we played an interview that I had with Joan Benny and Bobby Blumoff.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his experiences with his grandfather, Jack Benny.
Yeah.
And that he was looking forward to being in this sketch that we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really wonderful. Now, it's important that anybody who's about to listen to this reenactment all over again, because it was recorded then, to know that you were the sole writer of this show, but all the characters and the situations were based on characters and situations from the Jack Benny program over all the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a marvelous reenactment. The audience loved it. They laughed at all the right places. They anticipated the Benny gags as everybody anticipated it. And we had all members, and I believe the cast gets a credit at the very end of all of this stuff, too.
Well, it was a lot of fun for me. Our time is about up, but I would like you, it's so good to have you here, Chuck, and I'd like you to do the honors. Would you do a station break the way you used to do, and then after that, I would like you to introduce this Jack Benny Centennial show we're about to hear.
Okay.
Would you do that?
Sure.
All right. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
For,
and by the way, Steve is through now. He's not coming back anymore.
He'll be back next week.
You told me privately before this. You said you were. He was going to. You were going to.
No, you're making this all up. So
it's not going to be Ken Alexander's Those Were the Days?
Oh, no.
Wouldn't be Those Were the Days without Ken Alexander.
Wouldn't happen.
I'll tell you that, though.
You go and do the...
You're listening to Those Were the Days every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5. Classic sounds from the golden age of radio, broadcasting from the campus of College of DuPage, Chicago's home for jazz, 90.9 FM, WDCB Glen Ellen, Chicago, and 90.7 FM, WRTE, Chicago West Loop, streaming online at wdcb.org. This is Chuck Shaden stepping up to the microphone to tell you the next program we're about to hear is a Jack Benny Centennial Tribute recorded the 13th of February, 1994, an original radio script by Ken Alexander, presented at the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago in honor of the 61st anniversary of Jack Benny's 39th birthday. John Siebert plays Jack Benny, with Jack's daughter Joan as Mary Livingston, Harry Volkman as Dennis Day, and Ken Alexander as Professor Lebach. It's the Jack Benny Centennial Tribute.